We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Erie Seawolves. It's a hot one today at the Diamond. Erie Seawolves have been the best team in the second half in the Western Division, but the Flying Squirrels are hot too. They've won two ball games in a row. One of them came in a walk-off win on Saturday, and right at the center of that celebration was Flying Squirrels infielder Jalen Miller. He joins us now in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Jalen, I want to start with the celebration out in center field. You went out there with the Gatorade bucket. You didn't dump it on Ryan Howard. You dumped it on yourself. What's going through your head there?
You know, as I was running out there, once the first Gatorade got on him, I know just some experience, like just to be soaked and have your batting gloves and your cleats soaked, it sucks. So once the first Gatorade thing got on him, I was like, I ran out of here. You know, I didn't run out of here for nothing. So I just dumped it on myself. And yeah.
Because you were in that situation a couple of months back against the same team in kind of a similar spot, a game that was scoreless going to the 10th inning. You delivered the walk-off single in that game. Ryan Howard did it this time. Kind of crazy that those two games were so similar, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like you said, to be against the same exact teams and just the way they both happened. I mean, mine was a little lazy fly ball to center. His was a ground ball up the middle. I mean, but, you know, walk-off wins at home, it doesn't get better than that.
There was a chance for you guys to end that ball game a little bit earlier. You found yourself at third base in the ninth inning after stealing third base. You got a huge jump against Aaron Barrett. What'd you see?
You know, I just saw, well, when I was on first and he threw the ball in the dirt, I saw he, you know, he's held his leg up for a really long time. So I was like, you know, if I time it up one look, you know, at this point in the game, bottom eight, we want to end the game now, basically. So I just told myself, as soon as his leg goes up, just take off, you know, don't look back. And that's what I did. And, you know, I got lucky they didn't put on a pickoff move. But, you know, Vince Coleman always says, you know, you got to have that mindset of someone who's trying to rob a house. You know, when you're robbing a house, they, you know, they don't look back to see if anybody's looking. They just go on about their business. So if you run scared, you're most likely going to get thrown out a lot.
Chatting here with Jalen Miller on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jalen, you mentioned Vince Coleman. He's in town. He's now one of the Giants' roving instructors and a prolific base stealer across his major league career. What's it been like learning from him when it comes to base stealing or really anything else?
It's been great, especially like from base stealing standpoint, because I mean, you can see the past 2 years I've only stolen like 10, 11 bags. This year I think I'm like 26 or 27. And, you know, that's just a part of my game that we've both been trying to develop for the past few years. And, you know, finally clicked for me a little bit this year. Like I said, just that mindset, just to go and don't look back. You know, that's helped me out a lot. He gives you a lot more value, you know, just throughout your whole entire career, and helps you teammates like you a lot more because they like you better when you're on second and third when they're hitting for sure. And, yeah, just makes you a better ball player all around.
Yeah, that you give your teammates a little bit more RBI opportunities when you're in scoring position rather than on first base. You mentioned that Vince said, if you're going to go, go, don't look back. What's another really specific kind of piece of advice when it comes to base stealing that he's taught you?
Another one is just, you know, always be on the ball of your feet. You know, don't get caught lacking. Even if you're not, like, still in the bag, basically you always want to look like you're going, just to give that sense to the defense and the catcher. You know, maybe somebody's, they see you're going, maybe the second baseman cheats over a little bit more because he has to get to the bag. Maybe a guy hits a ground ball that he dove for through the four hole, you know, hits off his glove, that's a hit. You go to third, just small things like that that make a big difference in a game that, you know, normal fans really wouldn't see. But, you know, as baseball players, since we do it every day, we, you know, we see all those little things and just how, like I said, it just helps your team win. And, you know, you get that, your teammate gets that hit in the four hole because the guy thinks you're running. So he's cheating over a little bit, you know. Like I said, they like you a lot more.
With him in town, is there a little bit more pressure to steal some bases?
No, it's not, but you know, it's really not. When he first got here, it was. But, you know, as we've come to, like, know each other these past few years, we joke around a lot. You know, he always has the best interest for us. He'll tell us, like, as soon as we get back in, you know, he sees things that we don't see. You know, he still 100 bags a year, which is absurd to even think about. But, you know, he sees the little things that we don't even see, like microscopic things. Like, look at the ball in this guy's glove. You know, look at the grip. just things like that. And just to hear him talk about him, you know, you just want to take it all in like a sponge. And hopefully you'll be able to see those things one day and just elevate your game.
Yeah, he stole 100 or more bases for three consecutive years. And I guess it's picking up on what kind of a pitch a guy is throwing that helps you do something like that. You think anyone's ever going to steal more than 100 a year again?
I don't know. Was Billy Hamilton the last one to do it?
No, it was Vince Coleman.
Oh, Vince Coleman. No, no one will then. Absolutely not.
We're chatting with Jalen Miller on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jalen, I want to talk about something else with you. In the batting order, the last couple of weeks, instead of hitting second or third like you had for most of the year, you've been more fifth, sixth, seventh. What's that changed helped you at the plate?
You know, for me, nothing's really changed. I guess I get more fastballs, but you know, I just treat it the same, even if I'm batting no matter where. You know, I just go out there and just try to do anything to get on base, help the team win. I don't think about baseball too much like in that, because if I think too much, then I'm all messed up in the head, which is a weird thing to say. But, you know, that's just the way I work. You know, we have guys who think a lot like that, like what pitches maybe the guy three hole was getting the day before. But, you know, I feel like I just got to go out there and do what I have to do that day, because anything can change.
Talked about Vince Coleman, another baseball legend. Yogi Berra said baseball's 90% mental, the other half is physical. Rings pretty true, huh?
Yeah, it definitely does.
All right, Jalen, thanks so much and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 6:35 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.